So it's Sunday morning, right? That means it's time to shine. It's time to figure something out about who you are, how God has made you. So last week, Debbie led us in discovering our spiritual gifts. And we found that some of us could shoot like lightning with our fingers. You remember that? Some of us can do like all these amazing things. Yeah? Healing, discernment, wisdom. It was phenomenal. How many of you thought about it once this week? Okay, that's a lot in exam time, and that's a lot. You know, I'm not going to ask if you thought about it twice. And so this week, what we're going to do is we're going to be finding our style. Basically, our swag, you know? It's like what are we kind of like look like? Even for the girls, it's not just a male macho thing. I like those pants. Those pants are really, really cool. That's pretty cool. No, not that kind of style. Okay, so you've misunderstood everything. Your mind went that way, but we're going this way. Okay, we're talking about personality styles. And I'm not trying to sell a film series, but if you think of this film series, which is Bambi, we've got like a dominant leader. We've got quite a charming and outspoken young man, a weasel of a chap. We've got someone who's really organized and well-read. You want her on your team because she will be in the library figuring out stuff. I didn't get half of the clues on Friday night, Warwick. They were beyond me. Warwick's very much like her. He's a bit of a hermit, a Hermione mitt. And then there's this like loyal dude, like a long bottom feather. Whatever he is. So we're talking about personality styles. What is your style? Now, generally the stuff we're doing, you don't do in school. You're supposed to do this when you're old. However, you've got the privilege of doing it in the years of your youth. So isn't that cute? Everyone's making hearts. Personality style is basically the way in which you think, feel, and act as an individual. It's what makes you who you are. It's seen. I can see your style by how you think, what you do. I can see what job you're in, and I can know whether you're going to be frustrated in that job if I understand how your personality style would open you up to a certain area, certain job, profession, certain group dynamic, etc. So I'm going to do something to like give you an idea before we get really deep and find out more accurately. And I want everyone quickly stand up, and I'm going to ask you a question. And in response to this question, you're going to head to the back of the room or to the front of the room. Okay, so you're not allowed to move this way at all now. This is important, okay? And it's higher grade, I know. The question is, are you fast or are you slow-paced? Now, I don't mean are you a quick runner, but the way you live your life, do you tend to be more like quicker and you move a lot quicker, or are you slower, steady, do you think things through, take a lot more time? Hold on, give me time for this. Now, this picture is going to slide off the wall and come and sit on the floor. In other words, slow is going to be towards the back. Didn't use the word slowed up. I'm not talking like I'm doff, okay? But it's the way you live your life. So if you would say that I'm slower, I want you to take sort of like, make sure it's obvious, like kind of where James in that row is more or less is the slower group and back and the faster forward. Okay, so move either further backwards or forward. You are returning to these seats a bit later. And stay. So don't move left and right at all. Just go backwards and forwards. Okay, so you can't be in the middle. Try and pick one. There is a middle zone, and you'll see later in the real test. So, James is slow at deciding. James, you can go that way. Now here's what I'm going to do. This time, you're going to move the other way. I'm going to ask the question, are you task or people oriented? In other words, do you care more about getting the job done or making sure everyone's warm and cozy and happy and smiling? Now, all you do now is you move this way. You don't go backwards and forwards. So you guys need to switch or not. You guys need to switch or not. The middle's around about here. If you people is this side, task is that side. So slide this thing down and put it on the ground. So this is kind of the middle. More people orientated, more task orientated. At least we've got some people who want to get the job done. Okay, so we have effectively four groups of individuals, right? So in this corner over here, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the dominance quadrant, the hard D's for dummies. No, it's not for dummies. Various words are used. Their personality style is a hard D. This group over here are hard R's. These are the influencing type. Over there, we have D-I-S. That's quite steady. If you want someone, no, not to go steady with, but if you want someone who's going to be constant and consistent in your life, pick them, not them. Stay away. And interestingly enough, the opposites are over there. That's as opposite as you can get. And this is opposite as you can get. They are the C-types, conscientious, corrective. They will make sure that things are done right. These guys don't care how things are done as long as we're all having fun. However, there's a little bit of them in them, probably. There's a little bit of them in them and likewise. And you'll see later, no one's just one thing, okay? So this first exercise is a bit of an overemphasis. Now let me, while you're standing there, let me speak a bit to these guys. These guys are direct and determined. They're directive. They love to give orders. They favor a fast pace of life. They do tend to prioritize tasks over people. So if you're going to get chewed out, you're probably going to get chewed out by them, not them. They are forceful and direct when they speak. They don't weasel around with suggestions. They look you in the eye and they say, you need to get out of bed now. Okay? This group over here are interactive and influencing. Okay, they influence through relationships. They favor also, like them, a fast pace of life. Okay, you don't, like, let's make this thing happen now. Let's get the party started. They prioritize people over tasks. Okay, so the task may not actually get done, depending on how much D is in you or how much C is in you. And they are rather talkative and expressive in conversation. Always talking. I think we got the right person doing the welcome in Shalom. Okay? When we head down to that group over there, if you want someone that, if something's going wrong with you, speak to them. A bit of them is, well, don't speak to them. They're just going to tell you what to do. They're soft-hearted, sometimes a little bit softer spoken. They prefer a pretty slow pace of life. They're going to live on a desert island one day. They prioritize people over tasks, like this group, and they tend to be good listeners, and they're practical in conversation. Okay, now the last group over there, they tend to be corrective and conscientious. They're meticulous. They did, Warwick, your Friday night was totally high C, beginning to end, but you got a lot of D in you. The way you led us on the night, but you were very strict about the procedure and all that, yes. You favor a bit of a slower pace of life. Like, don't rush me. Give me a bit of time to make up my mind, James. And they precise and analytical when they communicate. Okay? Now, they are the lions. They are the otters. They are the labradors, the retrievers, and they are the busy little beavers. But they build really well and strict, and they get it right, and they dam up the whole jolly river. Okay? So, if you go back to your seats, remember that it's fun. You might have to tweak that a bit later once we get really more personal. Go Otters. Oh, the lions are near me. I'm in trouble now. So, Here's what's really interesting. When you look at any, this is a game, right? I mean, I've based all the media and that from Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, The Eye of Idris, and that whole, whether it's comics or like we saw adverts this morning. But we can see that Nathan, who's a descendant, apparently, of Sir Francis Drake, because he's Nathan Drake, although Nathan, Sir Francis Drake didn't have children, but he's the long-lost one. But he's very dominant. He makes things happen. Then you get Elena. You get Sully, who's just been around for years. He's like the godfather looking after Nathan, who always gets into trouble. And then Chloe, apart from just being cute, she's like, let's do this right, let's get it right, let's cross all the dots and I's, and she can come up with some real good information. Now, back to Bambi, we got Harry the Bambi hunter, obviously very dominant, Ron the influencer, Hermione compliance, and Neville steadiness. Now, in this show, Bambi 2, we get the following characters. We get Leonard. He's the dominant one in the group, okay? He holds everyone together. Results-focused, he's confrontational. He's a kind of a decision-maker half the time, and he's very direct. Then we get Howard, who is the influencer, right? Confident, funny, social, fearless. Look at his clothing, charming. He's very optimistic, always look on the bright side of life. Then we get my personal favorite, Rog, who's the steadiness guy. Nothing's really about Rog in the show, but he just adds something. Sensitive, kind, empathetic, not pathetic, empathetic. He suffers with, he'll feel your pain, just like the S's. He's a listener, and he's loyal. He's that retriever over there. He's a classic offense. You heard that, did you? And then you get the Sheldons in that back corner over there. Compliance doesn't mean he complies to other people's stuff. He makes sure there is compliance. That's what we mean by that. He can be more solitary. He doesn't need other people to energize him. He's energized from himself. He's hyper-organized. Everything is organized. Everything's labeled. He carries around a labeler probably. He's somewhat rigid. Logical. Let's think this through now. ABC, he's independent and he's a planner. Okay, so you may be starting to identify who you relate to. Let me give you one more sitcom, Bambi 3. So we have Homer. Now, he's a bit of an idiot, right? Half the time. However, he's direct, he's confrontational, he speaks his mind. Mostly it's just donuts or something, but he's impulsive. He always comes up with harebrained solutions. Mostly they get the family into trouble and cost them lots of money. But he's competitive. Don't try and push your shopping cart past him because he's going to beat you, Deez. He's a lion. He's quick-tempered. Then there's Bart, who's, believe it or not, rather fun-loving, okay? Energetic. He's entertaining. He's the life of the party. Bit of an attention seeker, just like Vicky. She was in this group. Charming. Persuasive, chatty, he's always phoning people, you know, and humorous. If you want some humor, call him. Then there's Marge. Sorry to put Marge onto that group at the back. Classic offensive is devoted, good qualities, right? Steady, consistent. In fact, the family's still together because of her, probably. Trustworthy, hardworking, Homer does nothing. He barks orders and she does the work half the time. Nurturing, peacekeeper, cautious. Can we just think about this before we just buy that? And she avoids conflict. Lastly, there's Lisa, the little beavers. Compliance, cautious, sensitive, and the genders are irrelevant, as you've noticed, because that group's not just girls. So it's not just girls who are this. Organized, detail-orientated, perfectionistic, question everything. They've got a question about everything. Self-disciplined, analytical, they tend to be shy, can be. She's got that bit of a shy edge because they're not always in your face. They're not inherently shy. It doesn't mean they can't speak in public or something. And then sensitive. So maybe turn to the person in your small groups there. Just say, who do you most identify if you're going to pick one of the Bambi shows? So the D's already finished discussing long ago, the D's. The R's are like, oh, so nice. Oh, I haven't really had a chance to catch up. So sorry about the week. The S's are like, it's cool, man. It's just cool. This is nice. This is like, wait, I need more time. I haven't like, no, but that, no, there, that thing there, that picture, I don't think that person is quite that. Who you are, yeah, it's not an order. D-I-S-C down the bottom. There we are. You picked that up, the C. Now, let me help you find your style, because it's a little bit deeper than what we've just done. So very quickly, we're going to grab one of these handouts, and these are going to come to all your groups. Okay, when you've got it, this one you might want to put your name on, because I think you want to take this away and score this. If you ever walk into a job situation and you can tell the person on the other side of the desk that I'm a hire D and I bring this to your company, they will hire you on the spot, okay? Because they want to know that you know yourself. Now, here's what you're going to do. You will see that there is, we're only going to do the front of the page first. Everyone got and happy? Nice. Okay, you will see that there are rows of four descriptors. You deal with the row at the time. You find the highest in that row, and you score it a four. In other words, I look at that, and I think four is my highest. The next half for me is forceful. I don't think so. Tactful. There was that one time I was tactful. I'll give that a two. Not in this lifetime, one. So the best way to do it is get the highest, the most like you, get the least like you, and fiddle out the middle two, what order they go, and give it a two or three. So do the highest on the row, four, find the highest most like you, then find the lowest on that same row, give it a one, and then just figure out which one is more or less like you, and the more gets three and the less two. So it's four, three, two, and one. And you're going to keep going until you've done all the rows like that, and then you're going to add up vertically to get your total scores. Give it to a high C, and they will score it up accurately for you. The D's are finished already. Just hang in their D's a little bit more. I know you've done. And just for the C's, you can use any color or pen or whatever. It's okay, high C's. For those of you who have finished, you're going to write on the bottom of that page what your highest one is. In the unlikely event that two have the same score, you're going to say that you are that and that type thing. And you can put the letter in that line, my personality style is, and you can write the key word. The C's are just checking their answers, going back through the whole thing from the top, making sure that they scored it right. Okay, everyone just about there? Because now we want to make a bit of sense of this. If you ever do this online, you would see that a graph will be created, okay, because those points, you could plot it on a graph. And obviously, you're a combination of different styles. So as you begin to finish off, you're going to flip it over, and you're going to, who's got the highest is identical. Like, in other words, you've got two numbers, and they, like I and S, are exactly the same score, okay? And don't forget that we are a combination, so you're going to have to, are you exactly the same? Two different. Then go with the top one for now, but know that if you score very high above the center line, in other words, halfway up, like 20, you know, if any scores are above 20, it means those are very high and dominant traits in you. So what you're going to do is you're basically going to pick one. You can pick two if they're almost identically high, but try and work with one for now. Circle all the words under my basic style, under D or I or S. So I did mine. I am an ID. I'm very high D as well. But so I circled persuasive approval, or you can just circle all of the R. And then you transfer them down. I naturally act persuasively because I want approval. If I think I may face rejection, I'm going to respond with blame. I like to play the blame game sometimes. Whose fault is that? Debbie will tell you that if she's honest. Because that's my style. Yeah, you are a combination. So if you've got two high scores, you're a combination of both of those. Then the next one you can do, your leadership style. people related, whichever column, transfer it down and take a moment to say, okay, so I prefer tasks that are that. My leadership style is that, my strength has been that, and there's a weakness with each of these styles. And then you can do the last one on the page, which is how you are in a conflict situation, in a war zone, or in battles with friends. Circle the one and see something of what you are like. I want to give some guys a chance, guys or girls, to come and share something of what they've learned about themselves.
Say that. Hi, my name is Shalom, and I'm an I. So, I guess, yes, this is true, especially the one for, where am I? Oh, yes, for my conflict style. So if someone's being awful to me, I'll just make you feel horrible about yourself. So I guess that's attacking emotionally. It's not really nice, but I mean, I'd rather not punch you in the face. So, that's all.
Cool. Can you say she can understand why she would do that? Okay, someone else? Yeah. Who else wants to share some insight they've had? Yes.
Okay, well, I think I finally realized why Talitha and I clash so much. Because she's a D and I'm an I. So, yeah.
Nice. It's natural to clash because you're different. You have different priorities. Okay, fortunately, they're not a D and an S. I mean, a C. Because then they're really opposite. And I want to suggest that God often puts us with people in life who are different to us. Because that's how we grow. Very seldom do people marry the same type of person. Or in a family are two siblings of the same personality type. Be interested to know if James and Sean are the same personality types. No. Who else? Are you the same personality type? Okay, that's just scary. Okay, but that's cloning. Most people are by natural birth. But I would ask my parents, are we cloned or something? I guess it can happen. There goes the theory. Who else has learned something? Yes, Bianca. I want to say maybe one or two things as we wrap up, is that you need to accept yourself. God has made you who you are. Don't try and be a person in the other quadrant. You're not them. I'm not going to be, you know, Kondwani. I'm not going to be Bianca. I'm not going to be, you know, Futi. God has made us unique. Debbie shared a great passage with us this morning in our prayer time of, I think it came out of Jeremiah 1, that God made us as we are. You know, God knows what he's doing. He's put us together. I can be aware of my weaknesses. If I am a punch you in the face type guy, I want to do a little bit less of that. You know what I mean? Because one day I'm going to punch a big guy. You know, I picked on a big guy at school, and Leonard Mauer nearly broke my back. He picked me up and threw me down onto a desk, and the desk broke, and the desk and I just collapsed on the ground. I shouldn't have picked with Leonard. Leonard would pick up a water polo ball just with one hand and throw it and break the net. So I shouldn't have picked on him, but I lost my temper, because that's what the high eyes can do, because they get very emotional sometimes. So learn to curb your weaknesses, but don't go too much. And then also appreciate others. You know, people in different quadrants to you, aren't their life's goal is not to make your life a misery or to pick fights with you all the time. They're different. They value different things. So when there's conflict, maybe give people the benefit of the doubt and say, you know what, I think there could be something going on here. Maybe we have different focuses. Maybe that person is more focused on getting the job done, and I want us just to chill and have fun, you know? And so give people the benefit of the doubt. Appreciate differences, especially in your families. You know, yes, Talita's different to me, says Daniela. And appreciate that, you know. Maybe even just the knowledge of that can help you understand. This is not a demonic attack. This is just personalities clashing. Now, in that case, I'm joking. It's not, right? We give too much credit to the devil. In terms of his airplay and airtime that he gets. Okay, so I hope that's been beneficial. We're going to lead in a word of prayer. Kondwani, why don't you come pray for us that God will just give us a new understanding of who we are and how he's made us to be.
Okay. Awesome. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for this moment. Father, you spoke to us and you helped us know ourselves in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask us, as we go today, Lord, we can really appreciate others. We can just give them some tolerance, Lord, and have some tolerance and just understand who they are too in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just all ask that we can all connect, Lord, and unity can now that we know this, Lord, we can get to know each other in a different way, Lord, with a new understanding, saying that I know that you're different, but it's okay in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just ask that we can be a youth group that is so united, Lord, that is such a family, and a family that works in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, the great news is not only is Kondwani wrapping up today, but he's going to be kicking off next week. He's going to be doing a session on finding your God in case you lost him somewhere along the line. And Kondwani is going to help you connect with your God. Have a stunning week. I'm sure it's going to be really, really awesome.